Hello, and welcome to the Affordable Housing Tips radio show. My name is Mark Lynn, and I'll be your host. We're broadcasting our show courtesy of Access Humboldt on KZZH 96.7 FM in Humboldt County, California. Today's show has an international theme, Irish to be specific. Lucy Cunningham, founder of The Home Share, a home share agency in Dublin, Ireland, has graciously agreed to an interview. We're excited to hear about home sharing in Ireland, and we hope you are as well. So, let's go ahead and get started with today's show and our first international interview. Today we have the luxury, I guess I would say, of speaking with Lucy Cunningham from all the way across the pond, as they say, in Dublin, Ireland. And Lucy, correct me if I don't get this right, but as I understand it, Lucy is the managing director and the founder of The Home Share, which is a home share agency in Dublin, Ireland. Now, is that reasonably accurate?
That is spot on, Mark. That's all correct, yes.
Oh, very good.
So, and just on that, the name, The Home Share, the V is an acronym for Together Helping Each Other, which I felt sums up home sharing, you know, two people helping each other.
Okay. Now, you know, one thing might be a good idea, because we do have a few questions. I sent you that list, and they're pretty straightforward. But it occurred to me that some of our listeners might not be familiar with home sharing itself. I mean, it's kind of obvious from the word, but if you would like to give the, I'm sure you have a definition that you've probably given 1,000 times already. So just briefly, what home sharing is?
Absolutely. So home sharing is a program that matches unrelated people who live together for a mutual benefit. That's the one-liner. So home sharing is where two people live together for a mutual benefit. So typically it would be an older person, an older householder, we call them, and they would have a spare room in their home. But they also have some support needs. So what they do is they offer their spare room in their house to an accommodation seeker. And that accommodation seeker, in exchange for their accommodation, they offer about 10 hours a week of support, social support and companionship, as well as an overnight presence in case of emergencies.
Okay.
So the sharer would offer companionship, maybe help with household chores,
mm-hmm.
like, for example, a bit of dusting, hoovering, maybe meal preparation, buying some groceries, maybe cutting the grass, doing a bit of gardening, but also company. So they might sit down and actually eat dinner together and just have a general chat every evening about how each of their day was. But then they're there overnight in case of emergencies. They live there. And
yeah,
it literally becomes
sure.
their home as well.
Okay, sure. Okay. Now, you mentioned the 10-hour, the service. Is it usually only a service in return for a place to live, or is there usually a cash payment as well? That's the way it seems to work over here most of the time, but I'm just wondering what's yeah. traditional.
Yeah, so, you know, some programs are slightly different. The way that I have my model in Ireland is that the sharer doesn't pay any money to the householder. Instead of paying rent, they offer the 10 hours a week of social interaction, social support, and a presence overnight. There's in some cases they do offer, the sharer does offer a contribution towards the utility bills, you know, electricity, you know, gas, internet, TV, that kind of thing. But that would be the only money that the sharer would offer. And the reason, I suppose the main reason that I have the model that way, that so no money is exchanged hands between either of them. So they're both coming into it on the same level. Both parties do pay our programme a monthly support fee. So that enables us then to continue supporting and monitoring their arrangement. But they don't, the sharer doesn't pay the householder rent, or the householder doesn't pay the sharer any money towards, you know, any tasks, any support that they offer. So it's really, it's not based on money, because if somebody was short of money 1 month, that's going to get really messy. You know, you didn't pay me this month, therefore you're not going to stay in my house, or you didn't pay me this month, therefore I'm not going to do your grocery shopping.
Yeah.
So it's easier when there's no money involved at all.
Okay, I see. Well, that's interesting. That's very interesting.
There's also another way of my thinking around that is that usually in Ireland, I'm sure the same in America, if you pay money for rent, you know, you obviously have certain, you know, you've got security in as a tenant. Now, in Ireland, if you live in a home where the owner is living in the home as well, you don't have the same rights as if you were just renting from someone who didn't live there.
Oh.
We're all about safeguarding. You know, safeguarding is the most important factor to us.
Mm-hmm.
So we're also afraid that if there was a gross breach of conduct, so if a sharer was being abusive to the older person, they would have to leave the home immediately, and that's to ensure safeguarding.
Sure.
But if the sharer was paying money to stay there, they would have quite a strong to continue to live there.
Okay.
Whereas the older people obviously would not want them.
So
that's the reason why no money is exchanged hands.
Okay. Well, thank you. That's really interesting. That is a sharp distinction from my understanding of the way most of the arrangements happen over here. You know, something else I wanted to aware of before we get farther along is your time. We had originally said that on our shows are typically about 30 minutes long. And honestly, Lucy, I can already tell I could probably listen to you all day. You have plenty of stuff to say, but we want to be respectful of your time. So do you have are you anticipating about a half hour, or do you have a little more time if we get going?
I have more time. I've locked away. I'm back in my own home. I've locked away my dogs and my children. So I'm good. Unless social services come knocking on the door, my time is yours for now.
Oh, okay. Oh, bless your heart. Well, thank you. Okay. Well, you know, we'll check in from time to time. We don't want to take advantage by any means. You are doing us a huge favor by granting us this interview. We just appreciate the heck out of it. So, well,
it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure.
You know, I really like what you said earlier. It's funny, Elizabeth and I were just talking yesterday that I have had some interaction with some home sharing people in this country. I call myself a refugee from the corporate world. I used to work in sales and marketing and things like that. And there is so much difference between the kinds of people I've encountered since I've gotten more involved with home sharing. And you said it beautifully, you know, it's not really a job. It's just a completely different mindset. And I really like it. So I admire what you're saying.
Yeah, no, it's a bit like maybe, you know, people in healthcare professions and nurses, you know, in order to run a good service, you have to really believe in it and be passionate about it.
Yeah.
And everyone I encounter in home sharing, whether it's the sharers themselves or other, you know, home share coordinators, it's something everyone is really passionate about.
Yeah. You know, that in and of itself, that could be such a valuable lesson for so many people over here. The statistics of people in this country, I don't know how it is over there. It's something like 70% of people that are surveyed basically either intensely dislike their job or even hate it. So to be passionate about the work you're doing is truly amazing in this day and age, at least from my experience.
Yeah, no, I haven't read any statistics recently, but even talking to people, I think it's rare. I think it's rare for somebody to enjoy their job. Most people have to drag themselves out of their bed,
yeah,
to go into the office and do what they do. But I literally, what I said earlier, I truly meant it. I feel like I haven't worked a day in 2 years. I love it. I suppose part of it, you know, I see every day the difference that it's making to people's lives, the difference home sharing is making.
Yeah.
And that really is, that's what keeps me going. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fabulous, Lucy.
You're listening to KZZH 96.7 FM in Humboldt County, California. KZZH has been brought to the air by Access Humboldt. You can reach Access Humboldt at their website, accesshumboldt.net. The Affordable Housing Tips radio show is produced by affordablehousingtips.com. Whether you're affected directly by rapidly increasing housing prices, or if you're just curious about the various things creative people all over the world are doing to deal with the problem of affordable housing, you just might enjoy our website. So come on over. It's affordablehousingtips.com. Check us out. Leave us feedback on our contact page. Listen to past episodes and get your free report, 7 Ways to Save Thousands of Dollars Each Year on Housing, when you sign up for your free e-newsletter.
There is one topic I don't know if I want to get into it immediately, but we are both very, very interested in hearing about your upcoming TV show. I recognize you may be sworn to secrecy to some extent based on your Facebook post, but that's on our agenda, high on our list over here, just so you know.
Yeah, no, I'm happy to say as much as I can. Absolutely. So did you want me to start with that? So I suppose how that series came about really was, it was about a year and a half ago. So it wasn't too long after I had actually set up the home share. And I got a phone call one day from the Kite Entertainment, a production company, to say, look, you know, they've heard about home sharing and they're really keen to look into the possibility of filming a TV series about home sharing, and could I help with the application process and things like that?
Wow.
So I was kind of involved from the very beginning. So obviously, with a lot of production companies, you know, they need to they apply for funding.
Yeah.
From the, you know, the National Broadcasting Authority or whoever it was in Ireland. So, you know, we sent in letters of recommendation about home sharing. So I got some amazingly supportive letters from politicians, from TV personalities, and, you know, maybe healthcare professionals here. So Kite Entertainment were delighted that, you know, they received funding. So then it was kind of, right, let's get down and start talking about actually putting this series together. So we started filming. So we literally just started filming yesterday, the third episode, actually. So there are going to be five one-hour long episodes.
Okay.
And each episode is following one new match.
So,
and each match is obviously going to be completely different. And because in my experience of, you know, with my home sharing program, we've matched up about 40 matches, which doesn't sound like a lot, but I suppose we're still quite a young program.
Mm-hmm.
But all of our matches are completely different. So for this TV series, basically, they have to have the kind of the TV wow factor as well, you know, built in attract
audience.
So basically, you know, we match up two people, but they don't meet each other until the day the sharer moves in. So somebody arrives on the doorstep, and then the person stays living there for 2 weeks, and the cameras basically follow them around for 2 weeks, to see how their relationship evolves, and I suppose you know, showing the differences of two very different generations, and how their lives, you know, get intertwined. And I suppose both parties, both generations, then learn from each other. You know, it's actually truly incredible to watch. Even you know, for me with my own matches, the younger person build up more of an understanding of what the world is like for an older person, and actually, really crucially, more of an understanding of the life that lies ahead for them. And then for the older person, they get more of an understanding about the youth of today. You know, a lot of times you know there might be some bad publicity on the news about younger people, whereas this way they think, well, I have a 20 or 30 something year old living with me, and they're amazing. You know, they have brought me back my independence, enabled me to stay living in my own home. They brought a bit of life back into the house. So it's really amazing. And then so like I said, the cameras follow the match for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the show, then they ask the big burning question, you know, would you like to remain living together? So it's going to be hopefully a real feel good series, and I think it's going to attract a very diverse audience. It's going to attract accommodation seekers, people looking for different ways of finding affordable accommodation. It will hopefully attract older people who may be lonely. It'll also hopefully attract the adult children of older people, that they can actually see, okay, we've heard about home sharing, but what's the reality of it? How does it actually work? So the first show is due to air on a national TV station called Virgin Media One, and that's due to air in September. So the production company are busy editing like the hundreds of hours of footage that they have. So we're really, really excited. So I suppose my involvement now is, once the filming starts, the home share and myself, we're there as consultants on the show. So we check in with both people all the time, make sure they're happy with everything.
Okay.
Our only interest really is to make sure that they're safeguarded, that they're happy, that they're not being, you know, they're not doing something on camera that they may not be comfortable with.
We
don't get involved in the filming or anything like that. We're more in the background.
Okay.
We call call over to the house and meet them and check in with them. But our only concern really is to make sure that they're happy with the filming process and that they're happy with each other as well.
Yeah. Did you say that they won't meet each other until the thing begins? That's for the show, right? That's different from the normal procedure? I would assume it is.
Exactly.
Okay.
Absolutely. So normally, with the home share, what we normally do is at the stage of introducing a potential sharer, we bring the sharer to the house and we personally introduce them to the older person and preferably to family members as well or some advocate for the older person. And we go through a lot of questions. You know, we would ask probing questions, but then we kind of sit back then and see how conversation progresses between the two of them, because at the end of the day it's the older person and the younger person who are living together. We're not going to be there keeping conversation going.
Yeah.
So we ask probing questions and we go through, we have something called a home share agreement, and that basically are the rules and the boundaries around a home sharing arrangement. So we talk about what support the older person wants and what, you know, obviously assuming and making sure that the sharer is happy to offer that support, and also about how much time away from the home that the sharer has and what to do in an emergency. You know, we obviously have to get find out what the older person's wishes are in case of an emergency. And we just go through everything, absolutely everything.
Okay.
And then we all walk away then for a day or two. We give each person a bit of time to consider. And then if they both come back and say, yeah, do you know what? They seem really nice. Let's try it. Then we arrange then for a moving in day. And we're always there on the moving in day as well. And the sharer moves in for usually about 2 weeks. And that's just to see if it's working, how it's going. Do they like each other?
Okay.
Is the sharer offering the support that's expected of them? So the TV series is in that way, it's very, very different but that's really, you know, just to have a bit of excitement for a TV show.
That was Lucy Cunningham of The Home Share in Ireland talking about the exciting new home sharing reality show currently in production by Virgin One Media. Lucy is a consultant on the show and can be reached on her website, thehomeshare.ie. We'll hear more from Lucy on our next Affordable Housing Tips radio show. You won't want to miss it as we continue to cover home sharing news from around the world. Thank you for listening to the Affordable Housing Tips radio show. This show has been brought to you by Access Humboldt on KZZH 96.7 FM in beautiful Humboldt County, California. Our bumper music is called Soul and Mind by Ease Jammy Jams. For free resources on how to save money on housing, be sure to check us out at affordablehousingtips.com. Listen to past episodes and get your free bonus report, 7 Ways to Save Thousands of Dollars Each Year on Housing. Again, thanks for listening. This is Mark Lynn, and I'll see you on the next episode of the Affordable Housing Tips radio show.